This is TWiT.
Some blockbuster console titles are coming over to the VR world. For the most part, so far, VR games have really been short. So much so that they kind of feel like demos. Well, Bethesda is working to change that. It's going to have two new blockbuster console games that are coming out in VR. One is Fallout 4 VR, which we are seeing here. Fallout 4 is a long, basically like RPG game, the sort of game that you could put about 100 hours into. The next title is Doom VFR, and they haven't said what the F stands for, but Doom is the sort of game that's very violent and sometimes has cuss words in it, so you could probably take a guess. But Doom VFR will be available for the HTC Vive and PlayStation VR, Sony's PlayStation VR headset. And this is a game where you're on an alien planet, and you basically fight off like demon monsters. It's really fun. That's the sort of game that you'd put about 40 hours or so into beat. These aren't lightweight experiences at all. So this really does kind of pose the question, are VR headsets and our faces ready for such intense and long gameplay? Are we going to be sitting on our couch playing for maybe 10 hours on a Saturday for games like this?
I don't think, I mean, our faces are our brains, like, are ready for that. I mean, already a lot of people still, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but some people still get sick with VR.
Some do.
And, you know, we were talking about this before, that there's a lot of short games. We played the Star Trek Bridge Crew VR game, which I loved, but I was kind of done with it after about 15, 20 minutes. You guys continued on
with that. I could play for a few hours. I think I have, like, one of the highest tolerances for VR, and I still can't sit there all day and play any of them.
What's the longest VR session you would consider that you've actually done?
The longest that I've actually done, that might be this game called Super Hot on the Oculus Rift, which has a slightly higher frame rate and slightly higher resolution display than the PlayStation VR headset. And I think I've probably played that for something like 5 or 6 hours straight.
What? Without taking the headset off?
I mean, I think yeah.
Like, don't you have to go to the restroom or anything?
I did not. Okay. I did not. For the record, I also
Berk
watched...
Berk Chan says diapers, but yeah, no, we should not go down that road.
No, we're not doing that. It's like watching a dance, a Zack Snyder film in one sitting. It's just like, it's hard to do. It's really hard to do. But yeah, it's...
did it.
I did it.
You should be really proud.
And give me that achievement. But no, I mean, it's tough. You know, part of it is you know, VR headsets put weight on your face.
Yeah.
So even if you don't have the motion sickness issues, which I, for the most part, don't have, you're still having, like, a big piece of plastic sitting on your face. It's a little bit easier with PlayStation VR because that mount sits on the top of your head, the crown of your head, so that's where the weight is for the most part. So it makes it a little bit more comfortable. And with Doom VFR, that'll be available on, like I said, HTC Vive and PlayStation, whereas Fallout's just on HTC Vive so far. So that means you're having this big honking headset. You know, and of course there are straps and stuff which helps. But yeah, you know, super goggle face, you know, super VR face, nerd burn when you pull off that headset. We'll see. It's a big ask. It's a big ask. It does make some sense if you think that these VR games are going to carry over to the future PlayStation VR headsets when the technology gets better, it gets lighter, it improves motion sickness, it improves resolution, update speed for the screens, and the same with HTC Vive and the same with future versions of Oculus Rift and these sorts of things. But yeah, it's a big question. I'm not sure if I could do it. I'm kind of hoping, at least on the PlayStation side, and most games are this way, you can play for a few hours in VR, you take off the headset, you play for a few hours sitting on your couch, you know, with your thumbsticks on it, and then you can kind of move back and forth. That's not an option with HTC Vive. It's just VR.
So when you did the 6 hour session in VR, yeah, how did you feel afterwards?
Tired. I felt tired. Yeah. I mean, but even when I'm playing like Zelda on my couch for like 6 hours straight, at the end of it, you do kind of feel usually a little tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely like mentally and physically tired. Recently, IGN, the video game news website, news and review site, had, I think it was 4 of their editors playing Mario Kart for 24 hours straight, sitting on chairs. I don't know why anyone would want to do that. But they did it, and they live streamed the whole thing on Twitch. It was pretty remarkable. I wouldn't want to do that. And Mario Kart is not an intense game on the same level of something like a Doom or Fallout. That being said, this isn't necessarily just a laughing matter. There are some gamers who have done marathon sessions on the Twitch live streaming network owned by Amazon and others, like YouTube, different things like this. And some of them have had to stop because they were literally feeling sick. I think a few months ago, a competitive gamer, actually died in a marathon session. I wasn't totally clear how that was related, but I think it was like issues of dehydration and exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And so this is real stuff. It's not a joke. It's a question. Hopefully we'll get the answer to is are our bodies and our VR headsets ready for these games, because they're coming, mm-hmm. you know, whether we're ready or not, they're coming.
I think everything in moderation. That's what that I would say. Like, I think gaming has a lot of great things about it. I've never played Fallout, but it does look like a great game. Like, it looks really interesting.
It's a great game. It's super fun. Now, what hasn't been made clear from what I've seen, and of course we're here in Petaluma, not in Los Angeles, so maybe we missed something, but a lot of VR games will tell you, hey, take a break. Mm. You know, it's been 30 minutes. Like, just go take 10 minutes or whatever. And that's fine. Usually you can listen to those prompts. You don't have to, but usually you can. Bethesda, I don't think, has made it clear whether or not they would issue those sorts of, you know, gameplay warnings or break periods. But it is the sort of game where you can kind of pop in and out, because, you know, you're venturing around these this post-apocalyptic world. You're you know, getting goods, you're upgrading what you got, you're interacting with other players, and it's the sort of thing you can pop in and out of if you need to.
Well, length of time of play has always been a big concern for me. You know, I know a lot of parents are like, oh, that game is too violent. That game is too, that, you know, that, you know, Grand Theft Auto is going to turn you into a criminal. Like, I've never believed that the content of the game was the problem. And I've felt that with really any kind of entertainment, I've always felt like, as a parent, that the length of time is the problem with almost anything. So you can have the most educational game, and if the kid is playing for, you know, so long, and it's not even necessarily that there would be damage to, like, playing Minecraft for 12 hours straight, but what are you not doing in that time? And so that's the only issue that I have with this.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair concern.